On your marks, get set, go for episode 67 of the Promoter Mouse podcast. Good evening, Pablo.
Good evening, Kai. Good evening, listeners. You know, I've just been listening to the Diary of a CEO podcast. Yes. And at the beginning, he puts out an earnest shout out to all his listeners saying, if you can just do one thing for me.
Just do one thing for me.
If you really enjoy what we do, if you like and share the pod, or on socials where you see it, or the little sharey icon on whatever app that you do, stick that on your socials or send it to your WhatsApp group and just say, give these guys a listen, because we want to continue giving you the absolute best quality podcastic material.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to keep it sustainable, we need to grow our audience.
Yeah.
And we need to do that for you.
Says the man with multi-million pound account and a studio that cost him hundreds of thousands.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me then.
Oh, no, no.
I'm not doing that well.
And pays his guests a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do, actually, I don't think he does pay them that much. But they do go on there with some shit to sell, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, anybody who within 5 minutes mentions a book...
Yeah,
is definitely plugging a book for free,
and they
know where to get the listeners and the custom base for that, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So my book.
What's your book about? If you wrote a book, what would it be called? What would it be about?
It would be called The Diary of a Ginger Kid.
I'm up for this.
No,
it writes itself. This
it does. Yeah. Yeah. Monday, black eye.
In all seriousness,
Tuesday.
Were you bullied for being ginger?
No, not really.
Not really.
No, but you got all the comments. But back then,
well, ginger flaps.
Yeah, ginger flaps.
Copper top.
Yeah, Duracell.
Carrot face.
Yeah, ginger bollocks.
Yeah,
yeah, all of that.
That's just me in the last episode.
But we were made of different things back then. You do that nowadays. And what's going to happen?
You're not, well...
You're going to get arrested.
No. Ginger's the last bastion. You can bully gingers now. It's fine. It's still fine.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. I mean, it is, rather. No, you can't bully gingers.
No, it's not.
No, you're not protected. It's not LGBTQ.
It should fucking be.
Well, it's not, is it?
Well, okay. Anyway.
Imagine a ginger flag.
Yeah. Anyway, to counter that, I shaved my bollocks anyway. So that's
TMI.
Well, I was.
I don't really need to know.
Yeah, I just shaved it all off. Yeah, get rid of it. Yeah.
Mrs. Kai liked the.
I was thinking it would be, you know, a bit like Dirk Diggler or whatever you see on the old telly and whatnot.
Who's Dirk Diggler?
What I ended up with was something akin to a Tesco's frozen chicken drumstick.
When was this?
Picture
and who's
that.
Just
picture that for a minute.
No, I'm trying to get that out of my mind. Who's Dirk Diggler? What's his name?
Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, what's he?
Wasn't he an adult entertainer?
Yeah, it sounds like he might be, yeah.
I think Marky Mark played him in a movie, didn't he? Dirk Diggler.
Marky Mark, wasn't he Beastie Boys?
Was he? No, Mark Wahlberg.
Is he not Marky Mark?
Oh, well, that's Marky Mark. Was he Beastie Boys?
Yeah, pretty sure he was.
Oh, okay, that's my music knowledge.
I don't know, I'm going to look right to it if it's wrong.
Well, I'm going to, while we're talking, but yeah, no.
Go on then,
The point we're making is that it's not right to ginger to bully my ginger bollocks.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
You just bullied them themselves by calling them, by graphically describing your grotesque...
Genitalia.
Scrotum, yeah. Speaking of which, thank you for sending the WhatsApp pictures over from Iceland. But there was a bit too much ginger flesh on the show for my liking.
It was. He's a pasty little fucker, isn't he, that guy?
Yeah, I think so. But
yeah,
it did look like you were enjoying that pint in that thermal pool.
It was lovely.
Yeah,
that's a pint. Do you see what I mean? That's worth paying a few extra quid for.
Yeah.
I didn't realise until I looked at my bank account that you didn't have to pay much for it.
Really?
It was only about £9 in the end. I thought it was about 12 or 15, but...
Yeah, that's not bad.
You'd pay more, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I've paid more. I think we've said before, but what's the most expensive pint before, or not even before that, but that you've ever invested in?
Most recently, £7 in a hotel in Tunbridge Wells. £7.50 in a curry house in Tunbridge Wells. But that was a big bottle.
You must have spent more abroad.
I always go to cheap places, don't I? I'll tell you what, I had a Steiner, a beer, in Disneyland, in the German bit, and that must have been about £20.
But a Stein is like a litre.
Yeah, I know, but...
like two pints.
Daft prices in Disneyland.
Mine was, I think, the Café de Paris.
Yeah.
In Monaco.
Oh.
On the corner, up by the casino. And this was many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was then about 12 euros or whatever, or 14 euros for a pint. But we sat outside. And it's like inside, it might be 11, outside 15.
They do that shit. Yeah. Normally over in the continent, especially France, they're big on that. Do you want a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? Yes, I do. Where are you sitting outside? That'll be 47 euros.
Hang on, did you say Marky Mark was in the Beastie Boys?
No.
You did. He was in the Funky Bunch.
Hey.
Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch.
What, Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Was Mark? Right.
Mark Wahlberg. Alias Marky Mark. You don't need to look it. I've got it here.
Yeah, I don't believe you, though.
Well, look. I've got Wikipedia. I'm not making it up. Marky Mark. There he is. From Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, well, he played Dirk Diggler, who was an adult entertainment industry professional with a massive cock. So the story goes. There's a movie about him.
I liked him in the Beastie Boys.
He wasn't. He was in the Funky Bunch.
He was in New Kids on the Block. Didn't I say that? He was in New Kids on the Block. That's exactly what I said. Okay.
Yeah, I'll back you up on that, Pablo. Yeah.
Why did I think he was in the Beastie Boys? I'd have liked him more if he was.
Because you're tired and emotional, aren't you, Pablo? You've had a long week.
I won't say I'm emotional, but I'm not devoid of emotional. Well, fuck it.
Well, you're devoid of speech, though, aren't you? You're devoid of the ability to communicate.
Which I know, the essential agreement. Oh, fuck it.
Oh, shit. This is going to be a long pod. I'll tell you what. I said earlier, didn't I? You said, I'm feeling a bit cream-crackered. And I said, this is going to be a banger. Because I know what happens.
We'll be fine.
I know what happens. We're 10 minutes in now.
Do you know what happens when you're a bit fatigued? Right, with speech. As long as it doesn't affect me memory and my ability to formulate words too much. But I lose the ability to filter, which is exactly what you want for Pod Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you might get me in the sweet spot till I, start dribbling.
Yeah, that's good.
Staring into space.
That's good. Not good if you're a barista, though, is it?
What if you're dribbling?
No, not able to filter.
Oh, I see. Let's have a week roundup.
Yeah, a very weak roundup this week. you've put Keir Starmer, Rockers.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Why?
Well, do you know the chap who looks like Keir Starmer? Darryl.
Oh, your mate Darryl?
Yeah.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. And he appeared on Good Morning Britain as a Keir Starmer lookalike. No, he didn't volunteer that.
Does he listen to the podcast, Pablo?
You might get told about this.
Yeah, you've got to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, no, but look, regardless, right, he's in a band, and a new band. Like, he literally told people a few days before, he said, I'm in a band.
I bet he's the front man. He's got to be, hasn't he?
No, he thinks he is. The front man can hardly get a word in. He's like, the front man's his brother. He doesn't look quite so much like Keir Starmer.
Right.
Yeah. And we went to see them at the...
he's already playing.
Yeah, Sunday. Monday, I'm in a band. Friday, I'm playing this weekend.
We've got a gig.
Sunday, next minute, I'm watching him. And I tell you what, they're all right.
Okay.
They're called Midlife Mayhem, which, I think they need a bit of work.
Nice little plug there. Midlife Mayhem. Yeah. Will they be coming to a King's Head near you?
They might be coming into a White Horse near us.
Okay.
Just call me Mr. 70%.
Oh, I like that.
Or the Colonel.
Well done, Keir Starmer.
Yeah, keep on rocking, Keir Starmer.
You've put man points.
Yeah, well, I'm going to boast about my manly DIY prowess. I'm not very confident in DIY.
Why?
Just never have been. I wasn't sort of brought up that way.
Did your father ever have you kind of watching over his shoulder while he mended stuff and explained it to you?
My dad was a lot of things, right?
But he wasn't.
He wasn't good at DIY.
Okay, yeah.
He was good at getting things out, starting a DIY task, and then shouting and swearing an awful lot whilst he wasn't getting it right.
Right.
He did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I've got much better temperament. Yeah.
What did you do, Pablo? DIY?
I replaced a gizmo inside the toilet that does the flushing. Not only did I replace it, right, I had to completely unscrew the system and take it all apart and then put it all together
again. It's a whole new world, isn't it? I've done a few of those in my time.
£19. I mean, if the guy came round, it would have been the best part of 150 quid.
It would have been, yeah. 50 quid just for him to get to your doorstep.
The deal was, though, it took me fucking forever. And if it was doing that all the time, you'd fly through it in 10 minutes.
Did you have the tools though, Pablo?
I did have the tools.
Or did
actually.
You just sort of think, well, okay, I can put a couple of forks together and get it and undo that thing, and you know?
No, I put improvise. It back. I put it back wrong, and then I missed a bit. Then I sort of had to get the mop out.
Well done, mate. Man points. How many man points would you like to be awarded this week?
All the man points.
All of the man points go to you.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll tell you. Does Mrs. Pablo have a car?
Yeah.
Does she drive it carefully?
Well, yeah, debatable.
My wife and daughter share a car.
Yeah.
I've driven it recently, and it feels a bit like a death trap.
Oh.
Everything rattles. I can't imagine it would get through its MOT. And I'm worried about it. The clutch is gone.
Can you drive it at a moment?
I can drive it.
Can I give you a little bit of advice? Drive it to a what's the bit?
Quarry.
Yeah, just drive it into a landfill. Just forget about it.
Let's move on to
Hellfire and Damnation. In this section, we outline a scenario where we think someone or something should be thrown into the pits of hell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, DA. And you've put gay flag arguments. Well, you've put the word gay.
I think that's what it's
meant
to be. We're
not allowed to use... Oh, is it a gay flag?
Well, I sort of assumed it would be. The colours of the rainbow are being, what's the word, infused into the St. George's Cross on the back of a football kit for England.
Oh, I put this a bit later on Opinion Horse, so yeah, what about that?
Well, I just want to...
That wasn't a spectrum of colours on the Nike thing.
It's supposed to look like the gay flag, isn't it? That's what it is.
No.
The LBGTQ G flag. That's what it's meant to look like. And that's why a lot of people have got their bums out over it. So you got people on one side who are apparently saying, oh, it's terrible. The flag's been hijacked by all of these woke LGBTQ sympathisers. Then there's a whole load of other people saying, the flag has been changed lots of times before. Why are people complaining now when it's been adopted and made all different colours? And those people have been really terrible saying it's turned gay. Grr. But I've only noticed the second lot of people moan about the first lot of people. I haven't seen anybody moan about the flag being gay. I've only seen people moan about it.
Okay.
Right?
Now, I have seen people who think it's preposterous that they've tampered with the flag cross.
Yeah, and the reason if they are out there, and I'm sure they are, they probably think that because it looks like it's been adopted as a rainbow pride kind of thing.
Do you know what? It's not a rainbow pride kind of thing. It's got purple and magenta and something else in it. It's not got...
I think they know what they're doing. Really? I reckon they wanted to cause an argument and, you know, there's two...
How do you think
so? There's two sets of people here going after each other.
It's just a shirt.
It's something like 120 quid. Fuck
and
that.
The kids' ones are only a fraction under that.
I tell you what's even more scandalous. Football shirts on fat middle-aged blokes.
Yeah.
That's a thing that can get into hellfire.
Yeah,
because I went to the pub before a Norwich match about a month back, And there was two guys coming. They must have been about 60, 65. And big old bellies on them. And these shirts now, they're tight. They cling to you.
Yeah.
And, like, and as they were walking around, you could see like the underside of their gut. All of them wandering around.
Whoa.
That's not a great look, is it?
It's close to a gunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think...
There'll be a pace gathering under that.
They've been designed for people with a slightly more svelte...
Yeah, exactly that.
...figure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're designed for athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to support your team, just put a hat on or a flag.
Maybe they do wear them for the wicking qualities, though, because, you know, it must be quite strenuous...
You'd sweat without. I mean,
breathing and eating your breakfast.
These two guys, honestly, it was just about holding their moobs in, and everything was sort of shaking about.
Yeah.
This is not a great look. I mean, at what point would you notice that? That you look yourself in the mirror and you got this shirt and you think, oh, that's me set. I'm going out. I'm
really proud of myself.
I look good here with me, you know, skin tight, no it shirt on.
Yeah.
You can't be thinking. You must be deluded, right? Honestly, well, anyway.
And their wives let them go out like that.
Yeah.
My wife would not let me go out wearing, being a full kit wanker or whatever. She'd go, what are you doing?
I saw a whole family of full kit wankers once in North Wales, and they were all wearing Liverpool kits.
Oh, no.
Like mother, father, little lad, little girl, and I know even little lad. Every single one of them out wearing a... Liverpool kits.
Well, let's see how full kit wanker they are when they see the prices and have to buy another six kits.
Oh, no, they'll be used to it, won't they? I mean, that's part of the thing, isn't it? It's like, I've bought it, I don't care.
I bet there's a catalogue for people like that, where they can pay it off at £10 a week till next season.
Yeah. There'll be an app, man. Do you start that man that used to come around with your house?
Kay's catalogue?
No, the guy that used to, the loan shark.
No.
When I was a kid, there was a loan shark that used to come around.
No, we used to have some nice stuff, and then it was all in the catalogue. You know the Kay's?
Yeah.
Underwear section and everything?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's what we had to put up with younger listeners. They must have heard that. The underwear section in the catalogues. That's just what, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking about men's underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Which I used to purchase.
As a young child, you used to look at it a lot.
Yeah, never used to fit me.
Yeah.
The Promoter Mouths Podcast with Kai and Pablo.
Pricks that chip into positive Facebook threads with thinly veiled bullying.
Yes. That can get in the bin. It happens a lot on Facebook, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've seen you do it.
Have I?
Yeah, you're like a master troll.
What did I do?
You're always chipping in. I've seen you on a lot, and I, with your opinions.
Oh, yeah. I thought I did rather well with a comment that I made this week.
Go on.
With a post, I mean. I posted the whole thing about the Raj in Loddon.
Oh, yeah.
Being open for business as usual. Mm. I had a wonderful curry there, and I posted that with a picture of me and Mohammed smiling into the camera.
Yeah.
To let people know. They're not shut down.
Yeah.
They've not been cancelled. 180 and rising people were like, yay, great, love it, hearts, everything. Wow. Yeah, loads of that. This is great news, positive.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, somebody woke up. His first comment was, innocent until proven guilty. And then that disappeared. And then he wrote, did you see that they had... a load of illegals in or something like that.
Right.
Right in the middle of all of this nice positive praise stuff, and positivity.
Yeah.
Clearly wanting just to stir shit up.
Probably not reported it.
He saw all this positivity and thought, well, I'm just going to go and tell them what I think. What a twat.
Yeah. Yeah, we get it all the time. We get on sponsored posts. Never heard of him. Or about as funny as cancer and all it is. It's like, fuck off.
And there was
you can't say anything nice. Just piss off.
You've put... the Olympics.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I was thinking about a couple of people this week, and I thought, yeah, we've spoken about these people before and put them into hellfire. But I thought, you know...
Who are these people?
I mean, they're gold medal contenders for the Olympics. So you got Putin, right? Putin, he's trying to win a war. Right. Meanwhile, a terrible bloody massacre happens in one of his one of the theatres over there. Now, one of the deals Putin's made with his public and why he sort of stays in power without them sort of overthrowing him is that he can look after his people and it's safe and it's not as mad as it used to be in the 90s before he took over. Mm. When somebody goes in and kills 140 odd people in a bloody concert venue, he suddenly doesn't look like the, you know, the benevolent godfather protecting everybody, right? Yeah, undermines him. So what does he do? He rounds up the terrorists, he films their torture.
Oh,
and,
did he?
And leaks it through social media, then has them paraded, all battered and bruised, on the telly, so that the Russian public can go, oh yeah, you know, leader Putin sorted them out. He's wow. done it. He's done that completely for his own... I mean, it's barbaric. I mean, I'm not saying what they did was right in any way. I mean, they're barbarians, and part of you thinks, well, serves them right, yeah?
Mm.
But to show that on the media...
I haven't seen this in the news, so I've obviously not been looking lately, but was it the terrorists is the question, or was it just a bunch of people
he rounded up eight people... four, he thinks, were inner cells. They could have been to do with it. Four were apparently the shooters. But they walked into this thing, right, shooting up. There's film footage of them shooting everybody, just casually walking around with guns shooting everybody, and they'll just stroll out again. Nobody challenged them. They had to go after them to get them.
Wow.
Yeah. So much for protecting his people. So because he can't protect his people, he spent all his bloody resources shipping people over to kill other people in bloody Ukraine. The guy is a massive, see you next Tuesday, absolute gold medal contender in the World Cont Olympics time over and time
So
over
who's
again.
He up against then? Who's in the finals?
Well, it's going to look churlish, this. But Katie Hopkins. I mean, she hasn't killed anybody, right?
Occasionally I listen to her and I think that's actually fucking funny and on point. But yeah, most of the time not.
Yeah, but you got to question her motives. I mean, she's the absolute original opinion whore, isn't she? She just makes a living out of it being an opinion.
Yeah, I can't stand her, but occasionally you just can't deny what she's saying.
I thought the latest one was pretty bad taste.
Oh, no, what did
you say? That Derek guy who was married to the lady off GMTV who caught long COVID. Kate Garraway. So Kate Garraway's husband, Derek, former advisor to Tony Blair, like, decent career and all of that, yeah? Caught COVID, got long COVID, and he's having all of this treatment in-house, costing over £4,000 a week for all of this treatment. More than what Kate Garraway was earning, even being on the telly every day. And then, unfortunately, he passed away, like, about a week ago, right? She's spamming off already, saying, oh, yeah, it's terrible. Because his death happened to coincide with a documentary about it. So Kate Garraway's been doing... She's done a couple of documentaries. And she's basically accusing Kate Garraway of commercialising her husband's plight. And she's like, just stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell you what, I saw her on Big Brother about 5-6 years ago, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, they film up all the time, so 24/7 they're on the cameras. She actually came across as quite a nice person.
Yeah.
So underneath all of this career that she's made out of herself, made for herself, she's probably all right.
It's a character act almost at times.
It's a pantomime villain, yeah. But I just think sometimes, just, you know, apologies to the listeners for saying a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were a bit of a for saying that, mate.
Yeah, I was being a bit of a
Yeah. We're a right pair of
We are.
There'll be a few beeps in there.
Yeah. I reckon.
Stop it. Got to beep them out.
Should we go positive?
We have children.
Let's go. Let's be positive.
We have children listening. Praise be.
Guess what I was eating whilst I wrote down this?
I was thinking,
what can I put in praise B? And then I'm looking down and thinking, you know what? Can't whack ham, egg and chips.
When you say ham, what do you mean? because there's ham, and then there's ham.
Yeah, no, well, actually, that was a discussion point at mealtime.
Apologies to all our Islamic listeners.
What about if it's a...
They're not a big fan of the ham, are
kosher ham.
No.
Can you not have kosher ham?
Pigs, isn't it?
What?
Pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine Jewish people don't do the pork, which is I have a theory.
Yeah.
Who are the Jewish people's main opposition? Hamas. Now, do you think that's got anything to do with why they named themselves that?
Remember
just to antagonise.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest enemy. No, it's not. I didn't do much in religious studies.
So we're going back to that episode when we were talking about the Fatwat and the Prophet Muhammad.
It was just a question. Maybe I won't ever find the answer.
Do you reckon they've got a Shawadi Wadi tribute band called Jihadi Wadi?
No, I don't.
No.
Don't think they have.
They took a turn, didn't it? But basically, it was an innocent comment about ham, egg and chips. How the fuck did that end up being a subject that was probably going to get us cancelled?
And what do you like about ham, egg and chips?
I like its simplicity. Nice salt and vinegar, a bit of brown sauce.
Yeah, but the question is, what ham are we talking about?
Yeah, well, as I was saying earlier, before you started getting this cancelled, talking about fucking Hamas, it was a discussion point at mealtime, because it was actually just cooked ham out of a packet, not cooked, which is really simple. But we've
cooked, what, like the slices?
Yeah, but it was quality slices. But, okay. But you know, regardless, it's still ham, egg and chips. It's nice. But you can get ham, egg and chips, and you can get the stuff that's like a ham that you make at Christmas, and it's a bit thick and nice. I mean, that ham's lovely.
Isn't gammon egg and chips? I'm not a big fan of gammon. A bit salty, but do you do gammon egg and chips?
Sometimes.
Mm.
Do you like the pineapple with it? Do you think it goes?
Well, it's been such a long time. No different to a Hawaiian pizza.
Mm.
In terms of topping,
people get very passionate about
who the fuck puts why put pineapple on top.
Yeah,
do you cook the pineapple, like the tinned pineapple, and you cook it, like stick it in the pan and cook it, or just a bit of cold pineapple?
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Do you have that?
I've had it.
Yeah. Can we just collectively agree that it's a shit idea?
Oh, see, this is why people get really incensed about pineapple on A, pizzas, B, gammon.
Yeah, because I think it's because it's not a thing any Italian would ever do.
Who gives a fuck?
Italian people I've spoken to, they put all sorts of shit on pizzas. I've seen eggs just cracked on the top and cooked.
Yeah.
It's bollocks.
But the whole point of a pizza is that it was a poor man's meal. You can put whatever you like on it. A bit like a Cornish pasty. Put what you want in it.
All right.
Or a pie. In Cornwall, right, like the first time I went, I knew Cornish pasties were from, like, they're Cornish, right? Cornish pasties.
Well, there's a big battle going on down there.
I didn't quite realise how fucking obsessed with pasties they are.
Mm.
I mean, every other shop's a shop selling pasties. It's crackers. I mean, they're nice, but they're not that fucking nice. But they love them.
Yeah, and if any listeners out there are triggered by this pasty talk, please do get in touch. You know, we're here to help.
What are we going to say?
Well, we're gonna listen,
yeah,
to their thoughts
and craft a gentle email back. Remember that guy who was triggered when we started talking about flat Earth and he wrote to us. Remember that?
don't get any of that these days.
Gordy the flat Earth. Is it Gordy?
Gordy, yeah.
Gordy the flat Earth. I wonder if he's still listening.
Those are the days.
If you're still out there, Gordy, come let us know.
At what point? No, I was going to say, at what point did you stop listening? But that wouldn't work, would it?
It might still be there.
Yeah. Come on, Gordy.
Yeah. Let us know if you're still there, Gordy.
That's lovely. Yeah. So, yeah, ham, egg and chips.
I'll tell you what, Gordy, if you are listening, send us a little voice message and a little 30-second argument on why we should think the Earth is flat.
Yes.
And we'll post it. And if you're not Gordy and you want to pretend to be Gordy and do exactly that, knock yourselves out. We don't care.
We'll call you Gordy.
You'd be like the Wearside Jack of the Flat Earthers.
Yeah, and we will say, hey, Gordy, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And send it in.
Send it in, yeah.
And if you don't, then we're going to record one in a funny voice.
You are no longer catching me, no. That's the Weird Side Jack. Remember that?
No.
So when the Yorkshire Ripper was at large, some Geordie guy sent a tape to the police saying, you are no longer nearer catching me now than you were 5 years ago. And then that caused the police to go off chasing Geordies rather than the Yorkshiremen.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't recall it happening, but I do recall, because I researched all of that for a thing I did about the Yorkshire Ripper.
What did you... This sounds ominous.
No, I did it.
You researched a serial killer for what reason?
When I was doing my A-level drama course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things you do is you make up a little kind of 20-minute play about something, anything, and always serial killers and controversial things like that are always a good subject for researching and also presenting on stage. Although, you know, as a drama teacher later on, I used to see kids do the similar things. I'm thinking, not only do I not want to hear any of this, this was sometimes my assessment, but if I did, I wouldn't choose a load of 17-year-olds who don't have a fucking clue to present it to me.
Yeah.
But we did, we did that.
Yeah.
And then I took that script, and when I did my degree, I made it into a little film. They must have thought I was fucking weird.
Have you still got the film?
I haven't.
Oh, that's a shame,
but
isn't it?
Now I look back, and the things I was sort of asking people to do, they must have filmed it. They were doing it just to help out and get it done. But they must have gone away and thought, fucking hell, he's weird.
He made me wear
a gingham dress.
And then he started talking about serial killers. And go, yeah, he's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was about the Yorkshire Ripper, and I was making this film.
Well, that explains the bag of sharpened screwdrivers you've got in the back of your car, Kai. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Come on, let's hammer on.
It's now time for Comedy Rumours / shithousery.
You've put Devon is a place on earth.
I find it increasingly getting messaged by people who want us to feature bits in shithousery. Just getting ticked off by bits of shithousery.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Who are you getting messages from?
I'm not going to name names, but over in Devon, apparently it's all been kicking off.
In Devon? Yeah. Is this to do with the Southwest Comedy Awards? Because that was from Devon.
Some company's not paying somebody quick enough, but they said that's what they do, and then they're getting cyber-bullied.
That's very interesting, because the last week we featured Fingers and Fringe from the north, from up in Tyneside or wherever. Yeah. What have we got down south?
Any shithousery down south on the south coast?
Well, you just said Devon.
Devon's not down south. It's over the
southwest.
Yes. It's not south. South would be like Southampton or Portsmouth.
Wow. You're being rather pedantic.
No, I'm being pedantic. I actually had that joke in my set.
Did you?
Yeah. I was describing somebody who said to me, don't be so pedantic.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, do you mean pedantic?
I think they trolled you there, mate. I always troll people with that one.
No, I made it up. It was part of my set when I was an open micer.
I thought it really happened.
It did. You know what? The weird thing about that joke, right? I reckon about only half the people knew what pedantic actually meant.
Well, that's the concern there, isn't it, with one of those?
Yeah.
I didn't think
that was a particularly sort of, word that... Anyway.
Yes, so Devon. What about Devon, Pablo?
As I said, so kicking off, apparently there's cyberbullying going on.
So who and what and when? Come on.
I can't give you all of these details.
Well, you can give us some details. Is it a promoter being bullied by an act being bullied by a promoter?
It's a promoter being piled on a forum in Devon, and being having his arse handed back to him for not paying people on time. Yeah, and it's the same old bloody people banging on.
Oh, what?
That name came up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is particularly ill-informed today, isn't it?
So I really just wanted to make a point about the people throwing us titbits that even aren't even that well-informed. It's the comedy version. You never ever watch Starsky and Hutch, right?
Yeah.
Remember Huggy Bear?
Oh, yeah.
What's the word on the street?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He ain't paying no motherfucker. That was my Huggy Bear.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it wasn't at all racist, but...
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, we got our own Huggy
Bear.
That
was Elvis. I was thinking Elvis. Oh, I see. As a cool guy, you know, so on the street. Motherfucker.
Barking like a twat in Loddon and Shedgrave. In brackets.
Literally
the local
pressed
bit.
Every other button.
I've put Rajtabulous News, mate.
What's happened, Kai?
Well, have a guess.
Raj hasn't closed his curry house, and
we weren't sure last week, were we?
Is he gonna be a? Is he gonna go to prison for slavery?
No.
Is he gonna get his license taken off of him?
Now, when I thought license taken off, I thought, well, that means you can't trade as a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't.
What's
did you think that?
I did think that.
No, license is your liquor license.
Is he going to lose his liquor license?
Well, he says maybe for 21 days.
Oh, I see.
And so it'll be an either BYO or people just won't go in because they won't be able to have a pint.
Bring your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the takeaway can still function. That's the gist I got from it.
Right.
Yeah. That seems to be more of a slap on the wrist than anything, but I'm still not entirely convinced, and I'm not saying what he did is in any way...
If he did it?
Well, I think he did. That's why he's gone to court.
Yeah, but it depends on how he did it. But anyway, look...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go. I'm not saying that that is a positive mark on his books, but as a restaurateur, you know, what you want is customers in, and we've all made mistakes.
Yeah, we've all accidentally enslaved people.
Well, yeah, but look at the definition of slavery, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose in some ways, some children could be slaves, couldn't they? You get them to do chores and you feed them and you give them a roof over their head. Yeah, they're pretty much the equivalent in this instance. And you don't pay them, don't give them pocket money. In this instance, it's illegal immigrants who have been... given work for food and shelter, which isn't a great look.
No, it's not.
In this current climate.
No, slavery's not a great thing.
Well, you call it slavery. You know.
Oh, dear.
You call it that.
Time will tell.
Give it a different name.
I can see the WhatsApp message now. Do you remember those pods that we were... We were sort of cheering on a bit of slavery.
Well, I'm going to look like a right muppet if he ends up shutting in a week's time.
Opinion whores. O-P-I-N-I-O-N.
You've put, should people feel guilty if they make jokes about things that are later revealed to be no joking matter?
Yeah.
Hey, I know what you're on about.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because there's been a situation in the news and everybody was having a right old giggle in many ways it was in the spirit of like Spitting Image and things like that, a bit of satire and a bit of kind of ribbing and joking, and some people took it a bit far about the royal situation where there has been a missing princess and
a dodgy Photoshop picture.
And a dodgy Photoshop picture, which is very...
There's a lot of speculation online.
And I think some of it sort of had a slight undertone of, well, maybe she's not well, and so on. However, in the true British spirit, we took the piss anyway, and we all said what we wanted to say, and it was funny to some, and...
There was a lot of good-spirited sort of, oh, yeah, shit at Photoshop, and people putting their pictures on it. But there was also people speculating wildly about her having to have an abortion.
Somebody said to me about an eating disorder, perhaps, that it might have been. Then you start thinking, putting two and two together and say, okay, but that's what we do as humans. That's human nature.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the news came out that she does have a cancer, which is no joking matter. But then everybody who suddenly started virtue signalling, I believe, saying, oh, you know, now I hope you all feel bad about that.
Yeah,
now you
should
be ashamed to have said those fucking things about the Photoshop.
Of people who are having a laugh.
These are suffering. And I think that is, you know, it's a dodgy area to get into if you're going to start saying, well, we can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're not allowed to comment on anything just in case. I'm pretty sure the people that now know what the reality is are not going to be saying the things that they said.
Yeah.
But I don't think they need to apologise. You know, you just make jokes about shit, don't you?
Yeah. I am split on it. Do you know what? There's a similar thing with... I mean, I support United, right? And United players always get a bit of a ribbon. But back when they were successful, they'd get a proper ribbon. Wayne Rooney was always on 8 out of 10 cats and Mock the Week. There was always a cheap joke about Wayne Rooney being ugly, right?
Yeah.
Or shagging a grandmother or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Is that okay?
Well, you know what? Well, apparently it is, right? Because he's a footballer. He's a white footballer, right? So it's fine to sort of take, you know, make criticisms about his appearance. Same with the Nevilles. Gary Neville always got it in the neck for being not great looking. When he's no bloody... he's never going to be your next Bond, you know what I mean? And it's fine to take the mickey out of those guys, isn't it?
Well,
public
domain and stuff, if you put yourself out there. But
and I think because I was a United fan, I was like, oh, they're slagging off like one of the players I really like. But it made me think, when you sort of glibly make a comment about a celebrity, they are real people. You know
they
what
are,
I mean?
Yeah. That is the reality of it is that at the end of that are their families and their friends and people who care about them that happen, and it can't sit well. They can't hide from it.
Yeah, imagine sitting there on a Friday night, like thinking, "Oh, I like 8 out of 10 cats or whatever," and he's sat there watching it.
Yeah.
The next minute, they're making a dig about it. Like the joke is that you're ugly, and it's funny because everybody thinks that. That's got to be worrying, isn't it?
But I think before social media, people could do these jobs and they didn't get the instant feedback.
Yeah.
They almost didn't get any feedback. You might see a review in the paper that was by one person.
Yeah.
And that was a different time altogether. Now, you know you're going to read it and you know it's going to affect you. Whereas it didn't used to happen.
Should we go full circle and let the listener behind the curtain a bit? Well, some of the things that we said. Because I really like Kate, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's a really nice role.
She carries herself very well.
And I think she's a classy lady. I'm not one of these people who hates the royals. Don't particularly like them, particularly hate them. I think they provide good
tourism, mate.
Tourism, and it's a good soap opera, isn't it? It's a bit of a distraction, you know. And that's fine. We need a bit of that in our lives, right? And, you know, they've always got something going on. And not all of it's very savoury.
But you look back at history, though. If you look at history, what we learned in schools, and you've got just the remnants of books and the remnants of reports and documentation, historic documents about what happened in the royal family. Now, it's everywhere, isn't it? It's under a microscope.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing goes...
Well, you can make a living out of talking about it. So we were talking about it. And I said it's a possibility she might have an eating disorder, which actually it's not a cruel thing to say because the amount of pressure she's under, maybe it's a possibility.
But after you said that, though, it made me think, actually, yeah.
The phrase that was sort of ringing through my mind, which I did say and I take responsibility for, was I gleefully and jokingly said, somebody ought to show her how to eat a sandwich. And I thought... We are going to look like the biggest C next Tuesdays if that goes out.
But we are only human. We do make mistakes like that. But does it mean we just have to be nice to everybody all the time?
No. Well,
comedy would be dead if that happened.
That's why we've got a contrition section, isn't it?
Shall we plug some gigs?
Go on, Kai.
Listen, Pablo, all I'm going to say is I've got so many gigs and so many great acts that I can't even keep up with it.
You can't keep up?
Yeah, it's mad. Mad all time. www.shaftofwit.com for gigs in... I can't even list the name. There's so many. But I'll tell you also, sorry, in later on in the year in October, Cray Cray at the Comedy Store is coming back.
Ooh.
And December, we've got dates. Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, excellent. You see some A-listers there. I do want to genuinely plug 5th of April, Sackford Theatre, Woodbridge. And if you're near Southwold Art Centre, there are a handful of tickets left. Got in the newspaper yesterday.
Yes, yeah. The lowest off
journal.
That's a one step away from EDP, isn't it? Do they share? Are they bedfellows?
Yeah. Well, it might even ended up in the EDP. I've just not seen it. Mm. They tend to sort of whack that all.
That was good, mate.
Yeah.
So did you write that?
I did. Yeah. No, they picked up. I always write one, and it's the first one they printed.
If they can
time.
Pick it up and go, well, that's printable. Yeah. I don't think they want to touch them, do they? It's like
if it's easy,
if you've got a decent press going out. So that's a tip to promoters: if you want to get in your local press, write them a well-crafted, printable, not kind of trying to sell your brand, but trying to make a readable article for a newspaper. And if you need someone to help you do that, do get someone, because the likelihood is they'll pick it up and just print it.
Yeah, and it's not as often as they used to do, but yeah, I mean, I sold about 25 tickets yesterday on the strength of that. Because it goes through, they put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And get all your mates to comment on it and share it and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And then the post gets a bit more traction because of that.
But the key is to make them not have to work on it, really.
Exactly. Just give them a cake that you've pulled out of the oven, ready-made, and they just put their name to it. Absolutely no problem with that.
Yeah.
And you can sell a big bunch of tickets. Well done. Yeah, 5th of April, Sean Walsh headlines with Saul Bernstein, Gavin Webster, and MCs Karen Bailey at South Wold and Ben van der Velde at Sackford Theatre. And that's will be Friday coming up if you're listening to this as it first comes out.
Thanks for putting up with me staying away. Thank you, listeners. Thank you very much, Patreon. Bye bye.
Suddenly everything seems to be falling down. What we got another, my thoughts keep me spinning around. I look for the answers, but solutions just can't be found. I feel like I gotta run, change myself, I change my town.
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.